folks, back here on the Boston Man Show. Alabama A&M Bulldogs head coach Connell Maynard with me. Big game this week against South Carolina State. The Bulldogs coming to play them guys. Coach Maynard, how are things with you guys over in Huntsville, man?
Good, man. Good, man. We just getting ready, man. We know Coach Pugh always have his guys ready, man. And, you know, they got a good football team again. They always have a good football team. I mean, last year we was fortunate enough to beat them up at their place, but that was their only loss of the season. So, we know they got revenge on their mind, and they're going to be hungry. They're going to come in here ready to play and try to get back that victory that we got last year. So we'll be prepared. We'll be ready, and we know they coming in here after us.
Coach, we talked this early in spring before the season started here, and you guys went 5 early in spring, won the SWAC championship. Tell us about that experience this past spring for your young men coming back in 2021. This is the fall session now. See how well they played in the spring for you guys.
Right. Well, spring was great, man. We was fortunate enough to be able to play. And for us, we didn't have to cancel any games because of COVID, but we had 3 games canceled on us because of COVID. But it was tough with the guys, you know, week in and week out getting games canceled and, you know, you're preparing to play and practicing. And then they say you're not going to have a game. And everybody know, you practice to get ready to play in games. And, you know, we went 33 days between our first game and our second game. So, it was tough, but, you know, the guys showed a lot of intestinal fortitude and just hung in there and bought in, did everything we asked to do. And at the end, it worked out. It was all worth it. And we was SWAC champs and HBCU national champs.
No doubt. And, Coach, just watching your team throughout the spring, I just saw, like, discipline your team. I know it was hard for them to be disciplined the way they were, but it shows about, like you said, the buy-in of your young men and your staff and yourself because, you know, when you're going through pauses, no, you just don't know when you get up if you don't play or not. But to see your guys, when they came out there and played hard, flying around that football and defense out there, man, just playing, executing the game plan and winning these games was right in front of you. It's amazing to watch this spring, Coach.
Yeah, they did a great job, man. I got to take my hats off to my coaches, too. Position coaches, keeping these guys fired up. And then I just had to try to do some other stuff, do some team bonding. We went to the bowling alley. We shot basketball a couple of times and try to keep their morale up because, man, you talking about 33 days, man. You talking about you expecting to play this week and then you don't play. Then you're expecting to play the next week and you don't play. Then you're expecting to play the next week and you don't play. And that's 21 days. And, shoot, we had went 33 days. So, imagine, you know, how down those guys was to get pumped up and say, okay, we're playing this week. Then what? Now, you know, we can't play again. So it was tough, man. It was tough keeping those guys motivated. And so we tried to do things, went bowling and did some team bonding stuff to try to keep these guys motivated and fired up about playing. And they bought in and just practiced as hard as we could. And the toughest thing was trying to keep them at game speed. Because everybody else was playing and we wasn't. And so now everybody else is on game 3 and 4 and 5 and we still only play one game. And so, you know, game speed wise, you can't duplicate it in practice. So that was the biggest issue that I was worried about was game speed and getting in game shape because everybody else was playing 80, 90 snaps on Saturdays. And we're doing little scrimmages with 40 plays, you know, trying to keep everybody healthy. And it just, you know, it was just tough. And that was the toughest thing. But like I said, the guys bought in and just did everything we asked and prevailed at the end.
And Coach Maynard, how good was it to have that tape to evaluate as kind of a teaching tape as you get ready for this year? Because I feel like, you know, getting those 5 games to evaluate your guys who you have back, a lot of NCAA giving you an extra year now. You have a lot of guys back in the program another extra year now. So using that as teaching tape to kind of go over what you would go over in practice here, how we want to do techniques and schemes schematically, how good is that to have going forward here as a base to teach your young men going forward?
Oh, it's huge, you know, especially for our offensive line. We had 3 freshmen playing on the offensive line. And so if we want to play in the spring, they would be freshmen right now, you know, and not played in a football game before. So they got invaluable experience of playing in the spring and playing 5 football games, being able to win all 5 football games. Now they got a championship under their belt. And so those guys get to come back and play in the fall, and this will be their first year actually counting against their eligibility. So and then, of course, like you said, the tape, you know, they can look at their tape and look at their mistakes and learn from it. And we were just able to put in all our systems a little bit faster in the fall because of the spring and everybody's coming back And so everybody kind of knew what we was doing. So we was just a couple days ahead of time than what we normally would be.
And coach, how was your guys' motivation this summer working out, knowing there was a SWAT champions, AVCU national champions, knowing that everybody's gunning for them now this year because of what you guys accomplished in the spring here. So how's that motivation for your young men in the weight room as after doing gassers, running out there, trying to make sure that they're prepared for this year coming up and starting on Saturday with Coach Pugh's guys coming to town?
Yeah, I mean, you know, last spring I told them we had an X on our back because we was at the top of the polls and everybody was coming after us and everybody wanted to beat A&M, so we had an X on our back. And I told them, now we got two X's on our back, you know, because we did win it in the spring and some people say it was the spring and it wasn't the fall. And so that's enough motivation right there. That's enough motivation right there to try to defend your title, to prove the naysayers wrong, they went just the spring, and now we can do it again in the fall. And so, you know, we have plenty of motivation. We have plenty of motivation. But we also, you know, we play one game at a time. We respect that. We respect all, fear none. And we don't live off last week's performance or last year's performance. You know, we understand that you got to come out and do it again in the second quarter, what you did in the first quarter. Then you got to come out in the second half and do what you did in the first half. Then after that game is over, you got to come out the next week and do what you did last week. So we can't live off past performances. You got to do it again. And my guys understand that. And so we had a lot of motivation, but a lot of it's self-motivation. You know, we understand that we can't live off last week or first quarter performance. We have to do it again this week.
And the SWAC has gotten even tougher, adding in Florida A&M and Bethune-Cookman to the SWAC. So talk about that now, Coach. You know, your 12-team league now, two divisions. You're in the Eastern Division now with FAMU and Bethune coming to your division there. So how cool is that to have those two schools, some new friends coming to the league now?
Oh, it's great, man. It's great for the SWAC. It's great for black college football. It's great for football, period, man. Had two great football programs, historically, programs to come into your conference. And then both of them be on my side. It makes it tougher for us. It makes it tougher for the whole conference. But it's also tough on them. You know, they in the SWAC now. So they know and understand that they got to bring it. And they'll both have their teams prepared, man. Terry and Coach Simmons both does an excellent job of coaching and having their guys prepared. And, you know, they just add more value to our conference and toughness and just overall, everything they bring is only going to help our conference. And I look forward to playing those guys. I got to play them every year. So I look forward to it. It's going to be great. Striking up a new rivalry with those two teams and those two coaches who are already known. So look forward to those matches.
And it also helps your recruiting, Coach Manning, in my opinion, because it puts your footprint in Florida now too. So you can go to Florida and get guys in Florida because you're going to play there every other year when you play them either Bethune or A&M. So I just agree, Coach, it's cool. It's putting your footprint even to Florida, get more guys in Florida, come to Alabama and play for you guys up there, man.
Yeah, we do. We recruit Florida pretty hard, and we got some Florida kids, especially wide receivers, skill guys. We try to get some of those guys out of Florida, and we've been successful in doing that. And so now that we're playing those guys, we need to beat them. We need to beat them, and so we can continue to recruit those guys out of there and try to steal a couple of those guys from those schools. If they beating us, it's gonna be hard for us to get those guys. They have first choice at them, but if we can beat those guys, then that'll give us an equal. Give us a fighting chance to be going there and steal a couple of recruits out of there.
Now, Coach, I know how big you want to build your team through development, high school guys, but how are you use that portal going forward to find guys who want to come play for you in your program, see what you're building up there in Huntsville, because everybody can't play at Alabama and Auburn and say that Alabama, if you do go there, you may not even play. So I feel like the Auburn Sky does not lie. You might want to come play for you, a guy who's been a quarterback, know what he's doing out there. And, you know, the Bulldogs got a lot of money to get. Y'all got that building itself up down there. It's real nice on your campus. So tell me about how you use that portal. Knowing what you want to build through high school guys, but still want to find a piece here there on the portal, you can do that as well.
Yeah, you know, you got to use that portal. It's really hurt the high school kids because there's so many people in the portal. And you can go get a kid that's been in school already a year. And still got 4 years to play, and instead of getting a high school kid that hasn't stayed in the dorm, hasn't been to a practice, and don't understand the college life, hasn't been in a good weight program, hasn't had good nutrition, and all those things you get when you're at an institution. So, of course, you'd rather get one of those guys than somebody that hasn't done all those things. So the transfer portal has helped, and I think it hurts some kids too, because now everybody just jumps in the portal. The percentage of guys coming out of the portal is still pretty low. I think it's like 28%, maybe 30% now of guys coming out getting scholarships. And so those guys got to be careful just jumping in that portal. And then you also got to do a good job of evaluating those guys that's in the portal and make sure those guys fit your program, make sure those guys are players and not guys just disgruntled with the program or the coach they had and then just jump in the portal, or guys that's not playing and so they jump in the portal. And so you can't just go snatch everybody out. You still got to do your homework and make sure those guys can play and make sure they fit your program.
Oh, definitely, Coach. And also, man, for our listeners out here who may not be familiar with your team, tell us some key guys on both sides of the ball that guys should just look out for this season for your team, man.
Well, we, you know, offensively, I think we got a whole bunch of receivers that we can get the ball to. Abraham, Xavier Moore, Brian Jenkins Jr., OJ. Terrell Gardner, you know, so transfer from LSU. So we got a lot of weapons on offense. Gary Quarles, of course, in the backfield. We signed Provins from LSU, running back. We got another big running back from last year that didn't play because of COVID. He opted out, and he'll be back this year. He'll get some carries this week. Throw him in the fire. And, of course, Quill Glass at quarterback. We got Quincy Casey at quarterback also. Came from Jackson State last year that played against us in that game. And then offensive line, we got John Williams, a redshirt sophomore. Cameron Williams, a true freshman that played. And Carson Vincent. And then we got a couple transfers on that offensive line to shore up the offensive line at the guard spots that we lost two guys from the spring team. Defensively, of course, Q Kelly is our leader at linebacker. Then we got the twins at linebacker, both number 10 and number 20, play outside linebacker, inside linebacker. Trent McGee, number 29 at free safety. Trey Green, I think Green is number 5 at corner, is returning. We got Joe returning 26 at corner also. Caleb Riley will be back there. He might not play this week, but he'll be back there in the future. On the D-line, Selmar and Breon Austin, Dre Carter coming off the edge, and so Rich McKenzie coming off the edge. So we got some guys, man, on both sides of the ball. I never like to just call out one or two guys because it's a team effort. It's a team effort, and we need all 11 on every play to be doing their job. And so if I'm going to name some people, I'm going to name them all. And, you know, because it's not – we can do without any one player, you know. Nobody's bigger than the team.
Well, Devin, last thing I got for you, Coach, is you're playing against Tuskegee, a very prestigious university, in-state rival there, man. So tell us about that game you all be playing against those guys, man.
That's going to be a great game. Coach Slater always have his guys ready to play, man. Coach Slater's done a great job for a long time. And we played Tuskegee when I was at Winston, and in Ohio, in the Hall of Fame game. And so I've seen Slater teams and been against him, and he's been against me, and we know it'll be another battle. He got a good program down there, and so we got to be ready to play because they're going to try to pull off the upset. They've upset SWAC teams and FCS football teams before at Alabama State.
No doubt. Well, Coach Commander, thank you for your time. I was going to talk to you. I'll be coming down to one of your games here real soon. I can't make it this Saturday, but I will be coming to Huntsville real soon. See what you all got brewing down there, man.
All right, man. Come on. We welcome you here, man. Come on down to the hill.
I sure will. Coach, thank you for your time today. Be safe, man.
All right, you too, man. Be safe. All right. God bless.